Let's get all sorted. I'm James.
And I'm Jeff. Hey, James, why is there a moat on the floor? Today we're looking at LEGO Castles, one of the big three themes from LEGO.
There are lots of them.
Lots of castles or lots of themes from LEGO?
Both.
Okay, both are true. But the LEGO Castle, it started from very humble beginnings. The earliest castle that I could find, the first official LEGO design castle, was featured in a 1959-1960 retailer brochure. And it was a glued display model that stores could order to put beside their LEGO displays and make kids go, yes, I want that. I can make a castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has. Is that the one with the multicolored? Is that the multicolored castle?
Yeah, because LEGO bricks were, you know, yellow and red and blue and white.
Yeah.
So that's what color the castle is.
Yeah.
We do have a picture of it. Like everything, you can go to breakingdads.com and click on things so you can have a visual reference to the words we are saying from our mouths.
This one you can probably imagine.
Yes.
I think some of the later ones, definitely.
Yeah.
Although this one's worth looking at to go, wow, they definitely came a long ways.
It's definitely a castle.
It is.
Yeah, and I could see a child of the 60s looking at that and thinking, that's awesome, I want that.
It is impressive,
yeah.
Contextually.
Yeah. And it did appear in a, there's a nice picture of it from a 1961 UK magazine ad that we have a link to. And it's, yeah, there's not much else we can say about that. It's a castle.
Yeah.
The first one you can actually buy as a castle with instructions was the Weetabix castle. And you couldn't, I guess, actually buy it. You had to buy Weetabix, collect the coupons off the box, and then send them into Weetabix, and they would send you a full LEGO set, including the instructions. And we have a nice link to the instructions. So if you want to build a 1970 Weetabix castle, you probably have the parts, as it's mostly basic parts. And you might want to do some color substitutions. I don't know, because there's a lot of, again, a lot of red and white and yellow and blue going on this.
Yeah, got to go keep it historical.
Yeah, you want? I would too. If I was to build this one, it would be the Weetabix castle. And people would be like, what's that? It's my Weetabix castle.
I'm Lord Weetabix.
I'd eat a lot of Weetabix for that, man. So that was it until 1978. Good year, by the way.
I find this surprising that the castle theme wasn't a big thing.
Yeah, because they had the city type sets where you would, you know, build small buildings and push your bicycle guy and your motorcycle guy around them.
And the historical thing, they just weren't.
I don't know what it is. I mean, obviously there were castles and there were LEGO idea books that had castles in them, but as far as a set, there was nothing until.
You know, if you think of the context of, like, you don't have D&D until 74, and the fantasy theme wasn't a big thing. This kind of fits in that medieval-y fantasy setting.
Yeah, that's
Knights
true.
Knights and dragons and all that wasn't a big thing until the late 70s, I guess. So
I think another thing is the minifig.
Right?
Because what's the point of having castles if you don't have knights?
Yeah.
Right? And so when the minifig came out in 1978... They were maybe thinking, hey, we can do some different things with these minifigs. What do we want to do?
Yeah.
And castle was one of them.
That very much makes sense.
So it was off to a slow start.
Yeah.
So the first castle sets were from 1978 to 1983. In 1978, they released one set.
And it's a very bright set.
It's a yellow castle. It's set number 375, and its name is, and I thought this was very creative of them, Castle.
Went all out.
A little on the nose there. But it's nice. It's a yellow castle. But it's got a nice drawbridge that works. And they had 14 minifigures in it.
Yeah.
So that's like, hey kids.
Here they are.
Yep. You're gonna play with this. And you did. And then it had four horses in it as well, but the horses were actually brick built.
Which they look cute.
They do look pretty cute, and I think they did a nice job on them. I mean, they definitely, you look at it, you go, yep, that's a horse.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And your little minifigure could sit on the back of the horse, you know, because it's made out of bricks. And the other thing they did is they had a huge sticker sheet that you could use to decorate the shields, and they had the breastplates that fit over the little knights. and they had flags, and there was some big ones from the castle wall. So you could really decorate the set with stickers. A lot of people hate the stickers in Lego sets, but I imagine in 1978...
No, they were cool.
Yeah, you were like, this is the best thing ever!
Yeah, I do remember toys from that era, when they came with stickers, you were impressed.
Yes.
It was better than nothing.
Yeah, because that was the other option.
That was the other option.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess buoyed on the success of that set in 1978, they put out two more sets in 1979. The Knight's Joust, set number 383. And this one, again, had two brick build horses, but this one, it was a jousting set, so the horses had the decorative, what's the blanket thing called on a horse?
Was it caparison?
Caparison, yeah, that sounds right.
We looked this up.
Yes.
Because what's the blankety thingy on a horse?
We're not horse people.
No.
I feel...
I think it's caparison.
Caparison. I don't think it's caparison.
No, C-A-P-A-R-I-S-O-N. I don't know.
So it had the blankety thing on each of the horses. That, again, was brick built on the brick built horses. Cool, it looks really good, yeah. And it had four knights and then two civilians, as they're commonly called, who were there to watch the joust in the little stands that you built for them. Which, I mean, I guess they're supposed to be the king and the queen, but if they're the king and the queen, it's the most chill king and queen in the history. They're like, nah, let's not wear crowns, man. We're going among the common people, yo. Yeah,
we're civilians.
Hey, queen, you just put on pigtails today, I think. So that's cool. And it was actually the very last set to include the taller cypress tree of the Lego trees they had. So that's pretty cool. It's a nice looking set. Again, it's very yellow, but there's a lot of... Again, there wasn't a huge palette of colors back then, so it is what it is.
It made more sense in blue.
Yes.
Or red.
And then they had the Knight's Procession. And so this was actually just a minifigure set. Basically, you had six minifigures and then one very small cart. So if the 14 minifigures you got in the castle set weren't enough, you can get six more. Or if your parents didn't want to shell the I'm sure it was like $38, whatever it was, for the massive castle. But, you know, $1978.
They could have spent $1.98 for the six minifigures.
Exactly.
No, like the idea that you could, you know, now you'd have 20 minifigures. You've got a battle.
That's an army now. Yeah. That's
awesome.
I agree. That would be, I look back on these kids that had this and I'm very jealous because that would be epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the weird thing with these sets, so they came out in 78 and 79 in Europe, but they actually never hit North America until 1981.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's fun. Now, Samsonite did release two minifigure packs in the U.S. that featured knights. The first one came out in 1978, so America had minifigures before they had sets. So that's fun. And then they released another minifigure set in 1983. And that's it. Those five sets were the only castle sets that were available up until 1984. So that's fun.
Yeah, it's not a lot to work with.
But again, that back then, when that set came out in 1978, it was still on store shelves in 1983.
Right.
Right. They didn't retire sets as quickly as they do now.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So
they were able to easily track the success of this thing and see how the sales moved over time.
Yeah. And then in 1984, they realized that if you've got castles, you really should have conflict in some way. So they started releasing what are commonly called factions. And the first two they released were the Crusaders and the Black Falcons.
Dun, dun.
And they appeared in sets from 1984 all the way up to 1992.
That's a good run.
That's a very good run. Interestingly enough, in Canada, they were known as the Lion's Crest and the Eagle Crest.
Eh?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that was. I'm just total conjecture, total guess here. I wonder if that was a translation thing, because they knew they had to do bilingual packaging and instructions. Did they though? In 1980, they had to in the 80s, right? Yeah, that's when it all started, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I can't figure out a reason. Like, what's wrong with Crusaders
and Falcons? And like, Falcons, we had to go with Eagles. Oh, they don't know about the Falcons up there in Canada.
Yeah,
they just got the Eagles.
You know, or was it just they're like, no, Canadian kids are simple. They'll never forget. Remember which one are the Crusaders, which ones are the Black Falcons. Let's go with Lion's Crest, Eagle's Crest. You got that?
Armor guy and bird.
Armor guy and bird. Yeah. So, I don't, that's a weird,
wow, that's we're, a weird we're thing. Simple people, Jeff.
Yeah. I blame Samsonite.
It could be.
So, yeah. So in 1984, they had two releases and they were both, or two castles in that year. So the Black Falcons got the Knight's Castle and the Crusaders got the King's Castle.
Hmm.
And the Crusaders were luckier because the King's Castle was larger than the Knight's Castle. So that's good.
Yeah. They have to hide a lot of stuff from their crusading.
I guess. But the other thing that happened in 1984 with those sets is the first time that Lego used the Lego horses.
There it is.
So goodbye brick-built horses. Hello, aww, molded horses. Yeah, you really like the brick-built horses. You can still build them, you know.
Can I?
Yes.
Really? Is there?
Your kids have the pieces.
There's diagrams online that I could.
Yeah, look at the picture. It's like six pieces.
I'm kidding.
The only hard part is putting the plate in between the 2x4 stud, the brick at the top.
I think I'll manage.
I don't know if you will. I'm less confident now, actually, looking at you. So the Lego horsies came out. Which, if you listen to our Lego and the Trouble with the Girls podcast, hooray.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what they would have given girls if they couldn't put horses in every set ever.
There's a whole episode of horses waiting to happen.
I think we'll have to do a Lego horsey episode. Yeah. I'm going to call it horsies.
Horsies.
I think they're good. So that was pretty nice. And then 1986, in those same factions, they released two of the most popular castle sets ever. Set number 6067, the Guarded Inn, which is, I think, a really cool set. It's a small little inn next to a castle wall, of a castle wall.
Cool. I like that set.
Yeah. One of the reasons it's very popular, it's one of the few civilian buildings that was ever released in the castle line.
Yeah.
So it's not a castle or a siege weapon or a cart. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's the place that people will actually go and live and work.
There's some more storytelling that can happen there.
Yeah.
And not just victory!
Exactly. Like, where do you go to celebrate your crushing defeat of the Black Knights?
At the inn.
We haven't got the Black Knights yet. Of the Crusaders.
You go to complain about all the black tar that you've got.
Yes.
I'll never get this out of my armor, Jeff.
How come I always got to go up the ladder first? And then the Black Falcon's Fortress, which was a pretty fun little set. And it was a smaller Black Falcon castle. So it's not as big as the first one they brought out. Yes. It was called the Eagle Crest Castle in Canada, and Australia apparently also got it as Eagle Crest.
I think the whole Commonwealth just couldn't handle the awesomeness of Black Falcon.
I think that must be what it is.
Eagle Crest?
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound as dramatic.
Eagle Crest. There's a hospital called Eagle. No, it's Eagle Ridge.
Eagle Ridge.
Totally different. I feel like Eagle Ridge would
have been better. Eagle Crest.
Eagle Crest.
What is that? Yeah.
I don't know.
Black Falcon. It's just, again, it's so much better.
Yeah, it could be. It could be as Canadians were like, oh, hey, that Black Falcons, that's a little scary there, eh?
I'm getting nightmares.
Yeah. Don't you know? So that's fun. And those two sets, the Guarded Inn and Black Falcons Fortress, would be re-released by LEGO as part of the LEGO Legends line in 2001 and 2002.
Hmm.
And they're the only two castle sets that were re-released under LEGO Legends.
Hmm.
So definitely popular, definitely nice sets.
Yeah.
So now that we have the Crusaders and the Black Falcons, it was very unclear whether they were fighting against each other or with each other or where they just would go and joust.
Yeah.
So I think they needed something a little more antagonistic.
Right.
And that's when they introduced the Forest Men in 1987. And the Forest Men are basically Robin Hood.
They very much look like it.
Yes.
It's the band of merry men out in the forest.
Yes. And they wear the green tights and the green hats, and they shoot bows and arrows.
They're cool. I like them.
I like them too. It's weird. They were released between 1987 and 1990, and they only released 7 sets over that period of time.
And we looked at, we had to look up, like, what was going on with the Robin Hood thing? Nothing.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It wasn't until 91.
There were Robin Hood movies put out before them.
Yeah.
And then there were Robin Hood movies put out after them.
There was a big, the Prince of Thieves or whatever.
Yeah.
So the big explosion in 91 with all that interest. But
Bryan Adams is still making money off that song.
And this is like, yeah, several years before. And,
yeah, so
and it just disappears
It's a weird lull in the movies.
It is
in this period.
But they're cool.
But I guess they didn't need the movies because they filled it with Lego.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were fun. They did get a little callback in the minifigure collector series one. They had a Forest Man Archer, which they called Forest Man Archer, but it shouldn't he be a Forest Men Archer because he's part of the Forest Men? I don't know.
I don't know.
It was nice. It was nice to get a new version of that hat for people that needed it.
Yeah.
They also revived it in 1996 with a Dark Forest theme, which only had three sets. And it's similar in that they had the same logo. So they were the Forest Men, I guess. But they didn't wear the same outfits and they didn't have the same hats.
Yeah.
So it wasn't quite the same, but it was
a band doing its reunion tour. It's not the same.
Yeah. Like all things in the 90s, it was just darker.
Yeah.
So Forest Men were fun, but they weren't quite, you know, they would like rob the Crusaders as they came by, you know, or try to trap them, but they weren't going to be good enough to like take on that castle.
They're just
with their little bows.
Goofing about.
They're just goofing about, robbing from the rich, stealing from the poor? No, that's correct. Giving to the poor.
Yeah.
If you steal from the poor,
yes,
you're less cool.
No, that's capitalism.
Yes. So, in 1988, they said, hey, let's bring out the Black Knights. And this, for me, is my favorite of all the castle themes. I know I'm not alone in this. The castles just look the coolest.
So what they call them? Were these the dark buildings in Canada? Do we get that?
Apparently we can handle Black Knights.
Oh, we could.
As that, yeah.
We've gotten over our nightmares.
I guess. I mean, it's 1988 now.
Yeah,
it's a totally different world. Exactly. You know, we've grown up. We've got our own flag by this point.
So there's a lot of sets that come out for this.
Yeah, 13 sets between 88 and 1994.
Huh.
And the very first set was the amazing Black Monarch's Castle. And it's a big set, 702 piece. You had, again, four horses and 12 minifigs. So you can see, even they're already shrinking from the four horses and 14 minifigs of the 1978 set. Here we are 10 years later, and you're getting two less minifigs.
14, that's just too much play.
Yeah, I can't do that. And it's, again, we go to our website. You can click on the pick. It's a beautiful castle.
It is a beautiful castle.
I like that one a lot. They also released Black Monarch's Ghost in 1990. And this was the first ever glow-in-the-dark ghost minifigure that we talked about on our minifigure podcast very recently. So that's fun. And you can see, you notice this as you look through the sets of that era.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we paid for this ghost mold. Let's put it in a lot of sets.
It's a haunted world.
Yeah. So you can get it in this gigantic castle or in this small little ghost set or in a gigantic castle or in a mid-sized set. Basically, any price point, they had a ghost that would fit you.
Now, was this, remind me, was this the one that had the awesome base plate?
No, that's this one coming up. Set number 6086, Black Knight's Castle from 1992. It was also, now again, apparently we couldn't handle Black Knights because it was known as Dungeon Master's Castle in
darker.
Canada. In Canada and the U.S. until they changed the name in 1994 to match the British name of Black Knight's Castle.
What?
So you could buy a box that says Dungeon Master's Castle, or you could buy a box that says Black Knight's Castle.
I'm buying Dungeon Master Castle. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, one of the rumors of why they changed it in 84 was because, or 94, was because TSR owned the trademark to Dungeon Master.
In those years?
I don't know if they were Sue happy or if they just stayed away.
If you don't include a D20 in that set, we're not allowing it.
Ironically enough, I'm sure Wizards of the Coast would be very happy if Lego started producing D&D sets instead of the terrible license they have. Is it Creo? Creo has it.
I blocked it from my memory.
Yeah. in our knockoff one, we talked about, it's terrible. But this castle is not terrible. This is just a phenomenal, whatever you want to call it, Dungeon Masters or Black Knights. It's one of the largest castles they built. Not in terms of pieces. It's less than 600 pieces.
Yeah, 588.
Yeah. But because it has the raised base plate, it towers over some of the other castles.
The differentiating thing is that base plate with a little ramp up and so much texture.
Some modern castle builders hate them because they think it's cheating.
Well, you're building an awesome thing on top of an awesome thing. Yeah. Like, I don't know. What's not to like?
I know that as a kid, I had a friend who had a couple of raised base plates for the space theme. And I was jealous with the craters and the cool things in it.
Well, it kind of adds to the narrative that you can build about going up the ramp. And
yep.
I don't know. Just, yeah, it's very attractive. It catches your eye immediately.
Yes. It's a stunning castle. Building
on top of it. That's the
exactly.
thing. Like, oh, should we get rid of base plates completely? You know, because they're just...
Hey, man. Like, hey, but if you can build it out of brick, why cheat and use a molded piece?
Right.
That's the thing.
Okay.
And then my answer to that would be because my parents won't buy me a set that has 200 more pieces in
it. Well, that's it. Yeah, 200? Like, that thing would have been crazy.
Yeah. So, but it's awesome. And again, I think with the big castles, they really like to give you four horses, which is awesome. Because nowadays, you know, it's one or two.
Yeah.
And then 12 minifigures again.
Yeah.
So 14 would have just been too much.
And a ghost.
And one of them's a ghost, and you actually get a prisoner from a faction from the Wolfpack, which is a new faction from 1992. And they only ever had three sets. They had three sets, and they were a prisoner in a fourth set. So
so this isn't like a bad Hangover movie tie-in. This is
no, this was not a Hangover. I think this inspired the Hangover.
Oh,
this is the original Wolfpack. And they were a feared group of renegades. They won't let anything or anyone stop their quest for riches.
Nice guys.
Yeah, so I think the Forestmen stopped in 1990, and they thought, hey, we need thieves that are less merry. And so they came with the Wolf Pack, and I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, we got the coyote guys.
The coyote guys. The Wolf Pack. Yeah, so that was fun. And then after the Wolf Pack came along, but while Black Knights were still there, Dragon Masters arrived.
Dragon Masters.
In 1993. And they had a pretty good run. They had 14 sets from 93 to 96.
They had to get rid of Dungeon Masters Castle because they had Dragon Masters and it was confusing.
It must have been, yes.
Too many Masters of Awesomeness.
Yeah. They're also known as Dragon Knights.
Ah,
so some places refer to it as Dragon Knights. Some places refer to it as Dragon Masters. I could not find a definitive reason for the split.
They were like, hey, TSR, we're going Dragon Masters. You got a problem with that? It's a cool series of builds.
It's a different one for sure. It took the castle theme, because up to this point, castle was... Well, not like
medieval battle.
Historical accurate.
What?
Yes. But, you know, it wasn't so far off.
Yeah.
There were castles. There were knights.
Well,
they did joust.
Little catapults or trebuchets or something. They had, you know,
siege weapons. Exactly.
They tried to give you the theme nicely. Yeah.
But this was definitely more of a fantasy take on it. And this is where they also start telling stories in the Lego sets.
Yeah.
Right? So this whole faction were led by a wizard named Magisto. So they've done way better on names since then.
Yeah.
But I think one of the problems for Lego is coming up with a name
international.
That you can sell in Spain and you can sell in, you know, Uruguay and you can sell in Boston.
That means pudenda in Spanish?
Yes.
So I think that's what they're trying to, they got to be really careful.
So Magisto. And he's a cool little wizard. He was the first one to get the wizard hat, of course. He was the first one to get the big long beard and the first magic wand as well, which glew in the dark.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
They're just doubling down on everything's glowed in the dark.
All I can imagine,
the wizard.
I can imagine all the nightmares they give children when they like play with Lego all day and then like they put the setup like on their windowsill and then it's bedtime, they turn off the lights and there's just these little dots of light. From over by the window.
Well, he's a wizard. What do you expect?
So they gave him a name. He was the very first named Lego minifigure in a set.
Huh.
So that's pretty cool. And, you know, they're like, hey, he's the boss. He's the leader. Here's the story. So that was fun. And overall, I'd say the Dragon Masters, Dragon Knights line was fun and people liked it.
Well, the dragons are kind of cool. They're kind of like the horsies.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some more fun stuff in there.
Yeah.
And then they said, hey, let's go back to more realistic, castly things. And I think someone also realized, hey, we've had all these castles, we've had all these knights, we haven't had a king at any point. So in 1995, they released The Royal Knights, which lasted 2 years and only had 7 sets.
Well, because nobody likes the monarchy.
That must be what it is. But they did have the first minifigure king with a crown. And it's a pretty impressive looking little figure. Yeah.
Well, now you could, you know, really get rid of the king in play. If we want to just, whatever, depose the monarch?
Well, it's great, because with it being Lego, they're really easy to behead.
Right, exactly. Right?
And I think that that's a fun little...
thematically accurate.
Yes.
Yeah. Do they have a little, what do you call that, a guillotine?
They didn't, but you could build one.
They had axes.
Yeah, that's true, too. They did have axes. So, after their little dabble in going back to semi-realism, Lego realism, they said, no,
yeah.
It's 1997, Harry Potter's out.
Hmm.
We need to go back to fantasy.
Yeah.
And what better way to do it than Fright Nights? Oh, every way? Every way is better than Fright Nights?
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people out there that love Fright Nights, and Fright Nights were some of the first sets that they got, and the reason they love Lego is because of Fright Nights.
I don't know.
I haven't actually met these people, but they must exist. They must. Statistically.
I'm sorry for everything we'll say that follows. I wince when I see these. They're kind of...
It's just weird. I don't think they knew what they were doing. Again, they tried to tell a story, but I think they needed to hire better writers to tell the story.
The 3-shell promo sets. So I'm wondering if they were, you know, they were like, hey, guys, can you come up with something? And they're like, hey, buddy in the mail department, could you come up with something? Because it really feels like a haphazard, weird thing.
Well, yeah. So overall, they had 10 sets in the 2 years they were out. And yes, it was a medieval theme, but they still have a flying machine.
Yeah.
And it's a weird, the set 2848, the flying machine, which is the first castle flying thing they've done. It's exceptionally weird because this one has, I can't see the means of propulsion or aerodynamics.
Magic.
Yes. It does have a crystal ball. So I guess the crystal ball is making it fly.
Well, Magisto's over there with his glow in the dark.
Magisto's long gone now.
Oh.
No, because now this is Fright Nights. No, Fright Nights were ruled by Basil the Bat Lord.
Oh.
Yeah.
Magisto's been vanquished.
But here's the thing. He's not the real power here.
No.
He's a pawn, really.
Oh.
Basil the Bat Lord was created by Will of the Witch.
Oh, even better name.
Yes. She's the true power behind the Dragon Knights. The Fright Knights, sorry.
Huh.
And she turned a regular knight into Basil the Bat Lord.
I see.
So that's fun. This is, I think, my favorite thing I read the entire time I was doing this.
Hmm.
Will of the Witch, which is, you know, not a terrible name. In the UK, her name was Hubble Bubble.
Yes. Toil and Trouble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hubble Bubble.
Hubble Bubble.
Yeah. Was it because they couldn't do too close to the gum in North America?
I have no idea. All I know is I just can't see any, like the Black Knights behind their castle. They're like, oh no, here comes Hubble Bubble. Lower the gate. Hubble Bubble is upon us.
Yeah. No, that they could have. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that was something.
So that's. It. Fright Nights would be the last line in what they call Classic Castle.
Hmm.
After this, it all goes modern. And we'll take a look at that if you join us next episode for part 2, where we'll take a trip to Japan. We'll board a Viking ship. We'll play with action figures.
Ooh.
And shop at a medieval village.
Aww. That sounds like a lot of fun.
That should be. Oh. Better than this episode. Why are they even listening to this episode?
I have no idea.
Poor choice.
They should be like us and just going to go play with some Lego.
Yeah, let's do that. I want to build a horse now. Until next time.
I'm James.
And I'm Jeff.